a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
John Heffron's going to come in here in a little while. More guests. It's great stuff. We're starting to normalize a little bit. And let's get normal with all the news that Brady knows. We call that the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. And Hooters has all the Phoenix locations. Every one of them except Peoria will be showing the Trailer Fight Club PPV featuring Paul and Askren fight. That's right. Is it Jake or Logan? It's Jake, Logan.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's Jake Paul. But people want to see this. Battle. I don't know. Yeah, the douche bed. It's a douche off.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the televised douche off. Don't pay for that. Just go over to the Hooters and get some good food and have some fun and let them show it to you because it's a pay-per-view and you just roll in there and watch that thing. And don't forget to enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light while you do it. That's happening Saturday night if you want to watch the douche fight. By all means, go to where somebody else is footing the bill, and that's your friends at Hooters. Hooters, we thank you for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy wear pajamas to work day.
No, cornbread.
A lot of people, there's nothing changed.
Yeah, normally I do. I'm actually kind of dressed up today. I put jeans on instead of my normal Mack Weldon's.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts.
Ben was too verbally excited about my Mack Weldon's for me to feel comfortable at work anymore in those.
Boy, he's going to be fighting Kristen for
Kristen and, yeah, Kristen and Ben are going to have a douche off to try to see who can grab hold of this onion.
The tango was created in the brothels in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to act out the relationship between a prostitute and a pimp.
Sweet. Hmm. That's a good dance.
You need to learn that dance. If you haven't, get on it.
Yeah.
You can tango?
Have you?
I've tangoed.
Have you tangoed?
Yeah.
You don't know how to tango.
I just need a little refresher course. But
really?
I tangoed.
Where did you learn to tango? The dance between John and prostitute.
A couple times at the old station, KOY 550.
Music. You tangoed?
They had some ballroom dancing things or big band dance.
Oh, God.
Boy, you sales horse.
Man, that is some serious bent over for the client there.
Then we'd like you to come out and for an extra $50 towards the contract buy. You have to learn to tango, son.
You bet. That sounds fun.
Awesome.
I'll do it.
Late nights, right? 9 p.m.
7, 8 o'clock. It's perfect for a guy like you.
I like bedtime at dark, too. What time are we eating? 4? Gold mine.
One out of every 2 million lobsters is blue. One in 30 million is yellow-orange color. And one in 50 million is white. The albino lobster. The world record for most people on a commercial flight is 1,088 people.
God, it's a cruise ship.
The number also includes two babies that were born on the flight.
What kind of airline is
this?
OLL.
Helped evacuate Ethiopian Jews in 1991.
That's right.
And flew them to Israel.
So they just packed them in as tight as they could.
Jamming the Jews. Let's get them over to Israel.
I'm pregnant.
All right, pump it out, lady. You're taking up too much space. Push.
Some COVID madness. There's a shortage on garden gnomes.
Really?
And one of the big reasons, because that ship in the Suez Canal.
Oh, no kidding. I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. Yesterday, I went out. I bought this house with Doug Hopkins and I doing some stuff. And I bought this house and I went to go see it. And the owner of the house was there. And I've never seen it before. I walked up the door and he goes, "Hi, my name's Sam." And I'm like, "Hi, Sam, I'm John." I said, "I've never met a living gnome before." Sam is like 4 feet, 3 inches tall. It was the coolest thing in the world. He's standing in the front yard. I'm like, "That's the most realistic gnome I've ever seen." Turns out he's the homeowner. It was unbelievable. So there was Sam, the garden gnome. And he showed me around the place and everything else.
Because this is where I sleep.
And he opened a cabinet. And I'm like, "That's cool, Sam. How great is that?"
Well, Krisky Six from Christopher Shane is pretty much a gnome, too.
He's very gnomish. Yeah. Yeah. He should meet Sam. And they should start like
start a new band.
Actually, the funny thing was, I said, "Sam, your last name doesn't happen to be Wise Ganges, does it?"
Is the door small, circular?
Yeah, and it had grass all over it. I have to get rid of all the grass on this house I bought.
You have to thatch it.
I bought a Shire from Sam.
There's a guy whose name is Dr. Snape. He led a COVID vaccine study at the University of Oxford in the UK. And everyone, of course, is making the connection between him and Professor Snape.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. The university tweeted, "Our Snape is not a dark arts professor.
Yet.
He mostly works in pediatrics and vaccinology. He's also a lot friendlier." and alive. Snape died.
Well, I mean, you know, you can still go back to the Chronicle.
Oh, I guess he's still in the movies. Budweiser's the latest brand to give free stuff. You ready for this? If you put your vaccine card up, a picture of yourself, send it to abeeronbud.com, you get a $5 virtual debit card. You can use it to buy beer.
Cool. I bought a 12-pack yesterday to give to Sam because I accidentally missed a meeting with him the day before. I don't really know that it was scheduled.
That'll last him a long time.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And while I'm there, I'm leaving the Circle K. Did you get that 12-pack in cans? Some guy standing at the freezer. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you get this for free. And he hands me one of those giant ghetto cans that are like 40-ounce cans.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a Four Peaks IPA. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And I walk up to him. I'm like, does he work here? Is that? Why did you notice that? And I put it down
why
on the counter.
Why are you giving me this?
And the lady looked at me. She goes, both? And I'm like, I think this one's free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guy in the back of the freezer told me that I could have that. So Sam's got a legal beer, too. Sam couldn't lift it. He was so small, we had to give him the beer, and then all four hands poured a little in.
A new study ranked the most and least caffeinated states in America by looking at three factors: how much coffee the average person drinks, how much soda they drink, and how often they search for coffee on Google.
Huh.
According to the results, Vermont is really sucking it down. They're number one.
Wow.
It goes Vermont, Arizona.
We're second.
Yeah.
Nice. In caffeine intake?
Yep.
Nice. Well, that's because of me. You're welcome.
You're doing the soda. I'm doing the coffee.
Yeah, both of us, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm that up.
There's 20 people's worth of caffeine going through this room right now, and Brady has one drink. I'm 6-7 Diet Dr. Peppers in before the show's over.
Well, he usually had that Coke energy thing in the morning. Yeah.
Well, this has 100 milligrams, this baby.
Right.
I'm joining in the fun.
Got a little sexy with your drink there, Brady. This baby right here, it's just drinks. Jeez. I don't know what you do with that bottle when it's empty, but I don't want to know.
There's a guy in Taiwan who got married last year.
By the way, new billboard campaign. Estoy montando el dragón llamado Caffeine Jose. Says, I'm riding the dragon called Caffeine Jose.
I like our new Jose billboard campaign.
Jose, like letting the Mexicans know we're onto them. Campaign. From Louis Moses at Moses Inc. I'm throwing him under the bus. Strap down your Jose is my favorite billboard campaign ever.
Okay.
So this guy in Taiwan got married last year, and there are some local labor laws that gave him 8 paid days off from his job at a bank after getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Once those 8 days were over, he divorced the woman, married again, got another 8 more days. Then he did it again and again.
Nice. How much?
Wound up taking 32 out of the 37 days. Thanks to the 4 marriages.
That's pretty good.
Man.
The bank where he worked caught on really quickly to what he was doing, told him they'd only pay him for the first 8 days, so he filed a complaint to the labor board. The board actually took his side.
Yeah.
So they did an appeals board, and they both said, I thought what he did was unethical. It was legal. The guy just found some loophole.
Yeah, you got to close loophole. Bill Belichick does it all the time.
Got his back pay. But good. The bank fined him $700.
Yeah, they're going to fight back. They're going to find a loophole, too. That's the danger of the loophole, is that when you find one and you piss off the big boys, they find a loophole to get your ass, too. There's always a second one.
I've got some science news.
God damn.
Oh, Toledo, it's Friday. What were you doing? Listening to Sharing the Night Together?
Yeah, I was listening to more Doctor Who.
Leader of the band.
Looking up face steaks.
Part of his...
face steaks for mama.
That's a good price.
It was a rough weekend, boy. 2 face steaks Saturday.
Mom went through a London broil.
Is that boy of yours coming back here looking for me?
No, I swear I'll never come back.
I'll go right back to that goddamn woman.
Face steak.
I've got some science news. Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
He's sissy.
Steakums.
No, I can't use those.
No,
that doesn't work.
I know.
Toledo's mom's nose. That doesn't take any swelling down at all.
Well, the sandwich meat brand called out Neil deGrasse Tyson on Twitter this week.
Steak'em did?
Yep.
Okay.
Neil said, the good thing about science is that it's true, whether or not you believe it. Steak'em responded, log off, bro. So people thought they were being rude and anti-science, but they correctly explain science itself isn't true. It's an ever-refining process.
Is Jake Paul running your social media now?
Exactly.
Log off, bro.
Let me do that one again.
Okay, try again.
It's an ever-refining process to find truth.
Awesome.
That's right.
Nailed it.
I want to make sure you learn that.
Science is the truth we know right now and is constantly questioning, which is why religion is anti-science. It's because it is the repellent to all questions. It has no question. There is zero questioning with religion.
I think you're incorrect on
that. That's religion's basis. Do not question. Brady, it's in your commandments. Do not question me. Do not question this is one of the Ten Commandments.
Well, but when you're talking about science,
yeah,
some of the religions like Catholicism and are the biggest backers of science.
Of their science.
And they're some of the greatest.
It's the first commandment.
Scientific minds that have
a
faith.
And so question it. Do not ask questions.
I understand that because you're saying, well, but there. That's
how
you brought up. Not
that.
All of them are that way. You don't question.
All the commandments?
No. You're talking about the faith that don't ever question a leader in the church.
No, don't
like
question religion. Don't question the basis of fact in this, which is why
it's God's will.
Right. It's what it is. It is the written word. It is the
word. And that's
work.
The same with science.
No, it
is an ongoing question.
The opposite, yeah. It's never stop questioning science. Yeah.
Science is here's what we know to this point.
Right. It's the truth as we know it. To the best of our ability, we discovered it. Now question everything we know.
Now go disprove what I've just shown you.
It doesn't mean you're going to find the right answers. But disprove what we think we know to find out more. Constantly question what you're
which is confusing for science as well, because a lot of the religious stuff that you're saying don't question. Science has tried to go out and say, okay, debunk things or saying this.
Right. Find out more truth.
Not necessarily debunk them, just either prove them true or false.
Here's your truth. Here's the hypothesis. Let's move forward. It's the scientific method. At the end of it, you start over.
Don't bring up science.
I know. That's a source.
Science!
You're going to do science news and start telling me that religion has nothing but questions. That's insane. Science. You're in science news right now. Get that science brain on.
They're all answered in the Bible.
That's the point. Why question it?
Do you need us to bring up what's his name? Michael Martin Murphy. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah, play that.
Michael Martin. Is that the dude?
That? I don't know.
I just know it was Tim Tebow.
Oh.
The Mars helicopter needed a software update, so its flight got pushed back to next week.
Did you see Fitz's post on that?
Uh-uh.
So Fitz playing Call of Duty. And he takes a screen cap of how long he has to download a patch. And he goes, so NASA will upload to Mars a patch for their helicopter in faster time than I will get this patch for Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Well, that's amazing. He's got an amazing system there. That's incredible. We can't all have that kind of access.
No?
That's why.
It just seems expensive. I could also get a Mars patch. I don't think we need that. Look, stick to what we've got. It's pretty impressive right now.
Stick to what we know.
Call of Duty's going to take a day. I downloaded a golf game on my PlayStation the other day. It was like 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus. I forgot about it. And the next day I went, I got
ready
golf
to play.
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't.
I saw a thing that if you bought the parts that are in your Apple iPhone in 1991.
Yeah.
You'd spend $12 million in 1991.
Oh,
that's what goes Jesus. Into
it. Were they readily available then?
They've said that several times, that it was like 100 times more power in your iPhone than what got the rockets to the moon. The computers that were at Houston in 1968, nothing.
Researchers in Vienna, Austria, created special light waves that can penetrate opaque materials, not just things that are see-through.
Oh. But are they opaque if something can penetrate through?
Good question.
Science!
That's right. They'll ask.
Google posted a pretty crazy time-lapse video of different places around the world. It shows how much humans have affected them. It runs from 1984 through 2020. Science! Researchers found that yawning helps lions sync up and move around together because of climate change. The other thing is they found that polar bears are mating with grizzly bears more often, creating pizzly bears.
I would have come up with a better name with that.
Yeah, no, I would have too, but that's what they're called. That's your science news!
The polar grizzly would have just been cool to hear. Well, I mean, that's a good football team. We're the yellow knife polar grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
So they can match up. Polars and grizzlies can match up. That's a terrifying beast. Can you imagine that thing?
Now that thing can Now your grizz can swim even better.
Swim better. It's stronger. It's better on land also. It can live on ice. Oh, this thing's, we're talking mutant. Pizzly's a terrible name.
And that's the day the world ended.
I wouldn't even eat at a restaurant called Pizzly Bears.
No.
It looked like the editor from the Daily Planet. Love that frost going through the hair and the dark hair.
It's going to look exactly like J.K. Simmons from the Planet. That is. I want to see one of those. Do they exist yet? They're saying that we're doing this, right? Oh, man.
That's your science news.
Nice job.
There's a story right now in a French medical journal about two dudes in their 30s who got drunk and decided to inject hemorrhoid cream into each other's junk to make it bigger.
How did they? What?
These guys watched a YouTube tutorial on it.
Shut up.
Which is backed up.
Oh, my God.
By it works?
It isn't backed up by any real science.
Oh. Shocker.
But they went for it. Both of them were in so much pain they had to go to the hospital the next morning. Oh, they endured the night with
Preparation H and their dingers.
Doctors told them to take painkillers and try to reduce the swelling. And maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't. The guys never came back for a follow-up.
They're dead. Somebody check on those two.
Sacre bleu.
Does it work? They're French?
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought you just went international on
me for a second. French medical journal.
Wow. They have hillbillies in France? I didn't know that.
Not sure what the term is.
Did you find it, Brett? We're doing this later.
I'm looking. Okay.
A guy in Pennsylvania, 37-year-old dude, Michael Holden, broke into his neighbor's home last Tuesday while she was sleeping on the couch and stole all of her bedroom toys. He snagged her bank cards.
You can call them what they are.
$700 cash.
Bedroom.
You don't know. Yeah, it could have been a variety of.
You don't know.
She doesn't have Legos in
there. Come on,
sex
Brady.
Toys, her masturbation equipment. Bedroom toys.
Again, it says she had a bunch of toys.
Could be Legos. She plays with them.
At $160. That wouldn't be a bunch of toys. You think?
That's, they're expensive. So that's like
$160 to get you a good variety, Brady.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't think
sex
so.
Sex toys get you a few.
Expensive.
Don't those are that expensive?
Are you going to Dollar Toy Store?
Yeah, what are you going? Yeah, the dollar. Maybe. Yeah, the dollar sex toys. Yeah, he probably is.
You get a good discount over here at the dollar whorehouse.
Even I know what a good C ring runs.
Good C ring. You're gonna get a good quality C ring. I don't think that thing turning your wang colors and getting infections. You want to know what's going to last? You want to know what's not going to pull all the hair out? It gives a good figure eight underneath the carriage. You don't want that, you know, bargain basement thing that Toledo's getting over to Days Inn. You spend some $160, you might get three quality things.
Man.
Or 10 things for Toledo, which is just a paper mache rod and like some spit in a cup.
We'll end it with a couple of pretty videos.
All right.
First one is a driver in Florida smashed through a gate as the drawbridge was opening up. It's
Dukes of Hazzard?
You know, part of it broke the gate.
Yeah.
But the bridge wasn't open enough. It wasn't quite.
It wasn't a scary jump. They were going to make it anyway.
It was a little leap.
You're not selling it.
Yeah, this sounds like a video
we
should skip.
You know, I went back and forth, but just point that they're still looking for the car.
Sounds like something could be on Boss KUPD.
Yeah, this sounds like one of your things.
Well, they're going through, you know.
They break a thing.
But it's not like a huge jump.
It's not a jump at all. Although they did catch air. It's hard to get a car to catch air.
You can see it going up.
Yeah. I'll give you that they got in the air.
If you read that fast, police vehicle jumped over rising Daytona Bridge.
Police. Well, that's what the colon's for.
And zero deal signing. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months.
Thanks for the
Well, they're not paying for it.
There you go. And there he's driving. Camera catches him doing that. It's rising. Yeah, it's a pretty. Yeah, it's all right. It's a baby jump. It's not like, you know,
like
the bandit.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a good front end to buckle.
We got a British politician Nigel Farage. He did a cameo deal.
Nigel.
Mm.
He's a birthday wish. He fell for it.
Yeah. And this still gets people. Yeah. This still gets people. It's a cameo birthday wish.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Hugh Janus still gets adults.
Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
I thought he said something else, not fan. Hugh Janus. You see Hugh Janus written in front of you, you're like, nope, not doing it. It's like some Tang Wong.
Yeah.
It's like, how did those news people do that when that plane crashed? But come on. It's ridiculous.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Did he realize it midway through? But no, because
no
he put
idea.
It out. He didn't delete or anything. What's that?
This is a wipeout. Girl's getting hurt.
Yes.
All right.
She gets clocked pretty good.
Oh, she's on the show Wipeout.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus.
Oh, wait a minute. She got clotheslined by one of the Wipeout
clotheslined
machines.
Into Scorpion.
Meanwhile, Nigel's still hell-bent on letting Hugh Janus know it's been a wonderful year. Oh, my Lord.
Man.
There's a dead woman, Hugh Janus. Rest in peace, Hugh Janus.
She got knocked the F out.
Man. And now enjoy this video. Hugh Janus, I understand for your birthday you'd like a video of your friend Amanda Huggenkiss. I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss.
Harry Peretestes.
Harry Peretestes. Happy birthday to you and Hugh Janus, twins with different last names. I'm the dumbest politician in England. I'll be back with more cameos after this.
Hip hip hooray!
Cheerio.
Yes. I would like to say a big happy birthday to Fragile Glasscock. Congratulations on your birthday today. It's an interesting first name you've got, Fragile. Stupid. That guy should lose his job for that. Like, you can't run a city council meeting if you fell for Hugh Janus. Dumb. Drunks fall for that. That's how you get drunk people. We're all done with that. John Heffron's going to come in here in just a little bit. We'll chat with John. Where's he at? Stand Up Live?
Improv.
Oh, he's at the Improv.
MP Improv.
Cool. All the shows are starting to ramp back up. Heffron's coming in here. He's over at the Improv this weekend. We'll chat with him next. There goes your Brady Report.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.